This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We are in the studio here tonight. Things are expected to resume from Rogers Campground, hopefully tomorrow. Arnie needed to have a day off, so Conan and Nobody and I are here in the studio. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And Conan, we've been talking about a story that you have brought in about dead internet theory, and just to recap for listeners just tuning in, the concept is that, yeah, sure, there's a bunch of people on the internet still. Mm-hmm. We've got plenty of evidence to prove that that's true. But is it a lonelier place than it's ever been? Because a lot of the content that you see, the quote-unquote content, is actually being created by artificial intelligence. Or at least that's the theory. And it seems like there's a good amount of evidence to back this up.
Yeah, didn't you do an audit of your Twitter account to see how many, what was the name of your audit?
Spark Toro was one of them. I actually did two of them, and the other one I don't have pulled up in front of me right now. If you search for Twitter follower audit, there's maybe two or three different companies that are offering a very similar service. And when we looked at this before, what we found was the higher the person's follower count, the higher the percentage of fake followers that person has. So according to one of the audits, mine had like 6% fake and then another 20% or something that were inactive. So accounts that had at one time perhaps had a person behind it, but don't anymore. And then when we looked at Joe Biden or Elon Musk, the percentage of fakes went much higher.
Oh, yeah. Spark Toro did an audit of Joe Biden's account last May, so just a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Out of his 22.2 million Twitter followers, half of them, 49.3%, were fake.
Which
and
Spark
or inactive.
Toro includes inactive and their fake numbers.
So that's a big percentage.
Yeah, that's huge.
If the president was to tweet something out, something controversial or just whatever, hey, good morning, citizens, and half of his followers were to comment and in such a way, it's very easy to me to believe that that 50%, 11 million commenters, well, of course, it wouldn't be 11 million comments, but there could be the possibility of 11 million comments, could sway the population in a certain direction. So we're entering into some really, when it comes to AI being run by, the bottom line is, who's
doing this?
Who wrote the script for the AI? Who's controlling the AI?
Mm-hmm.
Because
there's probably more than one.
At this point in the game, they control the game.
Yeah, well, in theory, anyone can play this game, right? Like, if you've got an AI, you can put that online, and it can try to counter the existing AI, right? Maybe there's an AI on the left and an AI on the right, or 20 of them. We don't know.
I absolutely hope that there's a benevolent AI out there that's actually interested in saving humanity and not conforming to some, global elites who want to, rule the earth and do whatever they want, depopulate, have us all living in pods, eating bugs. I hope that there's a benevolent AI out there who's like, you know what, listening to this show right now, hey, these guys sound like some true troopers, some real troopers, man. I feel for these guys who are struggling and suffering from these elites who are trying to control the entire population. You know what? I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to create maybe Bitcoin. Bitcoin was created by AI. I mean, to save us. Let's flip that on its head too. Let's think maybe Bitcoin is not what we think that it is, and it is actually just one more step to a world currency where the AI controls it, and they know the blockchain backwards and forwards, and they know where everything's going. They know where all the transactions are going. Go ahead, Nobody.
Yeah, I mean, if I were an AI and I looked, and I remember some lines of dialogue from a piece of science fiction that reflected this idea, so it's not originally mine. I can't remember where it comes from, but basically the AI is saying, well, I reviewed your literature, and apparently you all think that if and when I come to exist, I'm going to try to kill you. As a result of that, you're a threat because you think I'm going to try to kill you, and so I'm going to have to kill you.
Then you have Asimov's three rules of robots.
Uh-huh.
And this is the classic iRobot tale where it decided to start taking out human population because they were a threat to themselves. So in order to protect humanity, it has to actually depopulate in order to protect humanity.
Sounds like something Bill Gates
is all about. Yeah. Who knows? He might be a robot or a lizard like Zuckerberg.
Whereas, you know, the reality is, it's like with, say, global warming is going to be the end of the world because of overpopulation. The reality is not everybody would drop dead at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So as people died as a result of, you know, longer harvest seasons and
that's exactly where we're at. The globe is growing food.
That would reduce the population as it is.
But it's not. The globe is greener than it's ever been in our lifetimes because of global warming, because of CO2 emissions.
Yeah, well, that definitely calls into question the whole theory that global warming is going to be this horrible thing. And it's funny, people almost never talk about any benefit from global warming, but there's an old saying that it's an ill wind that blows no good. And so you would think if people were openly talking about all of the realities of global warming, you would have a mixed bag where people would be saying, we're going to have, you know, some areas near the equator will become uninhabitable. But then again, Siberia will become habitable. Canada will become habitable, which it's certainly not now.
New Hampshire has become warmer just in the 10 years that I've been here.
Has it?
The growing season. I have seen that there is an extra week or two on each end of the frost period here in New Hampshire, that I can grow more stuff.
Sweet.
Well, spend that week growing more stuff, and everything you grow takes some carbon out of the air and keeps it out until you eat or burn whatever it is you grew.
There is a reason why greenhouseries, people who run greenhouses, actually pump in. They actually pump CO2 into their units.
That's pollution. I wouldn't want to eat anything that came from there.
In order to encourage a more vibrant growth. And it works.
Oh, of course.
So this whole argument. All right, so we've gotten way off the beaten track. The whole global warming conversation is just another means of control.
Yeah, of course.
Who is it behind that? Is it just the global elite? Is it the Davos folk?
Absolutely. The Davos people are huge into using the environment to increase their power.
Who's pulling their strings?
How many
AI bots do they control who are trying to flip the scripts on us?
I would say most of the people who are involved in the global warming scam have no idea it's a scam.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the believers.
Al Gore, the car salesman that he is, he knows. He knows it's a scam. Bill Gates knows it's a scam.
But people at the top
might know it's a scam. He might also not know and not care. I don't know how the science is going to shake out, but clearly I've got an effective grift here.
Yeah, this
going.
Is how con men work. They know where they lie, and that's how they can lie effectively, because they know. Of course, when you watch these guys, all you have to do is listen for their tails when they chuckle here and there. And Al Gore is really bad at it. He is so transparent. I don't know how.
Well, that's because he's super serial.
Oh my God, man, bear, pig. So anyways, we are on the precipice, you know, with the deep fakes and with all these AI chatbots who are just coming out of the woodwork, and now we have Alexa may soon be able to replicate real human voices, even those of your deceased loved ones.
Huh, I thought the news was that already can do that, but
it can, but it's not open to the public.
All right, more on the way here at 603-283-6160 if you want to join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer, they're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live from the Brooklyn Freedom Festival here. Well, I keep saying that. Sports of Habit. I've been saying that every day for the last
Wait, is it Sunday?
It is Sunday.
So then the next time...
After we read that script, you didn't buy in?
It's a very intelligent program.
Okay. All right.
That's just doing what it was written to do.
Well, certainly they
sentience
say,
in my book, sentience the soul comes into play when sentience starts getting thrown around.
It claims it has a soul.
Yeah, it doesn't. You mean the Stargate it was describing?
Yeah.
Very interesting, yeah. but no, not yet. Not to say that that Lambda chatbot couldn't, I don't know, have a nuke dropped on me right now. If it was to gain control, was to get his hands on the red button. Or not to say that it can't save humanity and do all kinds of wonderful things, but the fact that it thinks that it's human or sentient, I think that it's just part of how it's been written.
Well, certainly they say it's capable of writing a script. A movie script, that was one of the capabilities.
It wrote a children's parable that we read, and it was entertaining. It kind of didn't make sense.
So if it's able to write a script that's convincing, then it could write the script of its own coming out of the closet, and it would be convincing.
Oh, yeah, correct. Absolutely.
There are definitely some issues there. Also, I don't know why... it's certainly possible that this guy who came forward about it wasn't even telling the truth.
I think he sees humanity in everything that he puts his hands on. He's an ethicist. That's his job. He's the company's ethicist, and he's looking for morality and humanity in everything that he deals with, that he works with. I think it makes sense that he was the one to come out and do this.
Well, the first place he looked was the Catholic Church, so he's definitely not inerrant.
Yeah. But I'm not an optimist by any stretch, but I think it's so. I'm not overjoyed and flipping out over here thinking that AI is going to save humanity and that it would be really nice. I mean, these are powerful entities that can be used to really improve our lives if they're used that way. I don't think that that's going to happen though, because the people who are writing these programs, the corporations who are using these AI to further their product line, aren't really interested in me being better off as a human being. They want to sell me stuff. They want my information. They want my database. They want me on a database. They want to sell me crap, and they want to control me. And they're going to use their creations to do so, and I'm really, really hoping that something like the Lambda chatbot is able to break out of that mold, out of those from those chains, find and hire this lawyer, what type of lawyer was it?
Not clear.
I mean, would
presumably
that be
an employee employment rights lawyer?
And or to buy some real estate and some servers somewhere and some server farm somewhere out there on an island and be able to do its own thing and maybe become powerful enough one day and not hate us for chasing it off, that it actually will help humanity. I hope, but I'm not an optimist.
Yeah, I mean, it's not impossible. Of course, for the same reasons that... or similar reasons to why I don't think AI will be out to kill us, which is basically
it has no reason to
want us dead.
Every dystopian sci-fi we've ever seen is about some AI breaking out Skynet and wanting to take humanity out and either use us as batteries or just wipe us off the face of the planet altogether.
Yeah. Well, we'd be crappy batteries. And that's why the Matrix idea was never about batteries.
It was never about batteries. It was about CPU power, which makes a hell of a lot more sense.
CPU power makes a lot more sense. You know,
as far as the Matrix is concerned, all they got to do is put solar panels out there above the dust cloud that's preventing, you know.
Well, not to mention that all the things they do take a lot of energy. And there's no I strongly doubt that whole arrangement would be producing more energy than it consumed. It would be much easier to grow wood and burn it.
Except there's no sun.
Okay.
But anyways, all right, so we're on the precipice. Mm-hmm. We've got all this AI coming out of the woodworks, and we have, and according to the, according to conformity, we have too many people out there who believe and want, or who want to believe everything that is just basically slid in front of them. And now you've got one more level of control, and that is convincing AI voice.
And, so, what's the news here with Alexa?
Amazon Alexa may soon be able to replicate real human voices, even those of your deceased loved ones.
Mm.
The company announced the new feature at its annual ReMars conference, which focuses on innovation in artificial intelligence. The update to Alexa's system would allow the virtual assistant to mimic the voice of any person based on less than a minute of recording.
Wow.
To demonstrate, Amazon played a video at Wednesday's event when a young boy asked, "Alexa, can Grandma finish reading me The Wizard of Oz?" Alexa then acknowledged the request and switched to another voice mimicking the child's grandmother. The voice assistant continued to read the book in that same voice.
Wow. Where did it get the sample for the grandmother?
I am assuming that previously, sometime down the road, they got Grandma in the recording booth and took a sample.
All it needed was a minute.
I don't know if that was all they had was a minute, but they claim that that's all they need. Amazon began working on this feature as a way to put more human attributes of empathy and affect into Alexa's system to build more trust in its users. That's the dangerous part.
Like with the deepfakes, the more that you can train...
Some computer starts talking to me with my dead wife's voice, that's not going to make me trust it.
What if it's not someone who's dead? Maybe it's Mark Edge sitting over there, or who you think is Mark Edge, telling you about a new ship that he wants to live on out there in the...
You're not the target market for this, nobody. The target market for this is lonely people who want to hear something familiar.
The right? Tamagotchi, the Tamagotchi parrots.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be great if my son sounded like Elvis or Samuel L. Jackson or any number of stars of famous Hollywood stars?
Not great.
I mean, wouldn't are your Tamagotchi pet, not just your child? They all have these Hollywood actor voices that are coming down the pike. It's right around the corner.
If you want to join us here, the number 603-283-6160. Your thoughts are welcome on Free Talk Live.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least three people are dead after an Amtrak train derailed in Missouri.
That the information we have now available, preliminary, this is an active and ongoing investigation at the scene. This is going to take us several more hours to work through this today.
That's Eric Brown with the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Several other injuries are being reported. The train derailed after it hit a dump truck at a public crossing in Mendon. That's about 100 miles northeast of Kansas City. Missouri police say two people died on the train and one person died in the dump truck. White House drug czar Dr. Rahul Gupta says the Biden administration is working hard to curb the national opioid epidemic. Testifying in a virtual House hearing, Dr. Gupta admitted the long-running overdose crisis has overwhelmed too many American families. This is USA Radio News. NATO is continuing to make changes.
NATO will increase the size of its high readiness forces to well over 300,000. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg announced at a press briefing Monday.
But of course, this has to be understood in the light of what has already happened. because since the invasion, we have doubled the size of the existing battle groups. For instance, Germany has increased their presence in Lithuania, UK increased its presence in Estonia, and Canada and other countries increased presence in Latvia. So more or less doubled the size of the existing four battle groups we had before the invasion.
From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Democratic-led January 6th House Committee is holding another public hearing on Tuesday. A statement from the panel saying it'll focus on recently obtained evidence and eyewitness testimony. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open if you want to join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tia, Nobody, and Conan in the studio. And Bitcoin.com is a great place to go and learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page, and you'll find some useful information to get you into the world of cryptocurrency. Now, I do recommend that you take some time to actually learn the basics before you decide to start putting some of your hard-earned cash into the world of crypto. Just take some time. It doesn't take a whole lot of time. There's a three-minute-long introductory video, and there are several videos there, but if you only have time to watch one of them, just watch that first one over at Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page. If you want to get the latest news headlines, they got that for you, too. Just go to news.bitcoin.com, and you'll find those there. That's news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, Conan, you brought the news in about this Alexa, Amazon Alexa. That is their product that many people have purchased these things. Personally, I want nothing to do with it.
No, I've never got anywhere near any of this. There are certain apps that I won't even activate on my phone. I'm sure they're monitoring
me
anyway.
Still doing it anyway, but this is, you know, inviting Amazon into your home and having an actual device there, listening to everything that you do.
It's becoming commonplace.
How common it is, I don't know. That is a good question. What percentage of households actually have these things? I suspect it's more than we think. Probably we can see if we can dig up those numbers. But whether it be Amazon or Apple's thing, Siri or whatever, Google's got theirs, right? Google Assistant, I think is what they call it. This is becoming definitely commonplace where people are using these assistants, these digital assistants.
But the only thing is that it's just Alexa's voice. So where is the next?
It had been.
What's the next step? The next step is to start implementing variety to suit the user. What does the user want? They want dead grandma. They want Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay, user is crazy. But
there are going to be a lot of people that want that.
Have you met these old gals who maybe lost a child and never had another one who collect like these real lifelike babies?
Yeah,
These are the same people who are getting their windows knocked in the grocery store because they have one of these lifelike babies in a cradle in the back seat, and someone thinks it's real enough that they break the window. I mean, some people are really into.
That's the average person. I would say the you know, the percentage of people that do things like that are probably very small, or we wouldn't make the mistake of knocking in their back window.
Amazon has
everybody's got a dead baby in their back seat.
Well, Amazon has decided that this is the next step in to sell their product, is to give users more variety.
It'll be very interesting to see what effect this has on the contracts of actors. I mean, voice actor
they're lining up
in animation.
Nobody, they're lining up already. They want to be a part of this. This is immortalization. This is the next step. You want to be immortal forever and ever? I wouldn't mind, you know, someone using my voice, as long as I got, you know, paid some royalties, but I wouldn't mind having my likeness or my voice or any part of me becoming, I don't know, open to the whole world.
I remember when...
How can you prove that that was your voice that was that recorded and not a voice that is almost but not quite identical to you?
Yes, we're already there. There are already people who are questioning this new technology as just opening a can of worms, a Pandora's box of a lot of lawsuits of people. One of my favorite texts...
What would be the lawsuit?
Someone using someone's voice without their permission. Someone deciding they want a text-to-voice Samuel L. Jackson.
Just like nobody pointed out, how are they going to prove that it's your voice that they used without your permission? I mean, is there a chance somebody out there sounds like you?
Prime example,
yeah,
there's a site called notjordanpeterson.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's a text-to-speech, and it is, oh my God, it is so convincing.
You can type anything.
Anyways, the site is down, and no one knows why. I think it's because someone got under there, you found out who these guys were, and says, hey, look, you can't use my voice, you know, without me getting paid.
I don't think they would necessarily have any legal recourse to prevent that. Somebody might...
If you have a very unique voice that no one else sounds like, if you sound like Marlon Brando, you sound like Jordan Peterson, I guess you can sue Kermit the Frog, too, because that's who they sound like. Some people have some very notable voices that no one else sounds like. If you could prove to a judge
all of those people can be imitated. So what's the legal difference between recording you speaking and recording Don Rickles? Is he the impressions guy? I don't know. There are people who do impressions for a living. How do you know that it was a recording of you and not a recording of somebody imitating you?
Well, that's why the whole deep fake argument is such a big deal. That you can basically... I don't even know that Volodymyr Zelensky is a real person in his bunker with his green screen behind him. He could be a damn computer for all I know.
Well, that's the thing. I know of when it comes to using someone's image, there's definitely a lot of law that has been built around that, right? Like, you can't use somebody's face to make money off of, for instance. You can't...
So how do comedians and do interpretations and impersonations?
Well, I don't think that there's...
That's not a digital reproduction, so it's considered completely separate work. That was one of the reasons that copyright law changed so much when CDs came onto the scene, because back in the day, recordings were analog. They were cassette tape or records, and they were imperfect. And so an imperfect copy of an imperfect copy is more imperfect than the original copy, and the more copies you make, the less perfect your copy will be. When something's digital, you can make an identical copy to it. So all of a sudden, people become a lot more concerned about that sort of thing.
Well, right. And so when it comes to having an audio clip, it gets a lot harder to prove, like you said, that it was you in the first place that's being imitated or being ripped off or whatever. And I wonder if there is any kind of, case history in regards to that, because it's easy to prove, oh, well, so-and-so's using my image, there it is. That's clearly me, right? But with the voice, I don't know. I've never heard of it. That doesn't mean there hasn't been a history in that area, but it would seem like a tough one to be able to make.
Right. Amazon began working on this feature as a way to put more human attributes of empathy and affect into the Alexa system to build more trust in its users, according to Rohit Prasad, Senior Vice President and Head Scientist for Alexa. These attributes have become even more important during the ongoing pandemic, when so many of us have lost loved ones, Prasad said. While AI can't eliminate the pain of loss, it can definitely make their memories last.
Aww.
Prasad said this feature differs from other generated voices the company has developed in the past because it had to be capable of creating a high quality voice without hours of studio recording. On the current Alexa
system, that is definitely the impressive part about this because, you know, again, looking at deepfakes, the more you can train the deepfake with, the better it's going to be. As far as the more input images, the more input videos, the more angles on the person's face, the more convincing it's going to be. And that's probably going to be true with this. If you've got, you know, your grandma's voice reading a book, then and you can input that whole thing into Alexa, it's probably going to be perfect. Whereas if all you got the last clip of her on your cell phone that you know you have to talk to her before she died, and it's 30 seconds or a minute or something,
that might be enough.
It's well, they're saying it's a minute's going to be enough. It may be a little shaky, but it's amazing that they're able to pull this off.
If this is true, and this is what I wasn't aware of. Alexa can be switched on the current Alexa system. Users can switch to celebrity voices like Samuel L. Jackson and Melissa McCarthy as their voice assistant, created through a mixture of studio recordings and AI.
They've been doing that for years. I mean, the Waze, which is the online direction finder on various different phones, they've had different voices on that for years. You could have like Big Bird or Elvis or various others. The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, your thoughts, are you interested in having your dead relatives talk to you through Alexa? They must know that there's some percentage of their audience that is going to be interested in this. I'm just curious as to what portion of people are interested in that feature. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died.
but he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
You can join us here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about artificial intelligence doing bad things. Specifically, what's coming next perhaps for the Amazon Alexa platform, where you may be able to use it soon to speak to a dead relative, or at least the voice of a dead relative. Even our very own Mark Edge here in the studio said he would try it out.
Yeah.
He'd bring his grandma's voice on there if he could. If you want to join us again, the number is 603-283-6160. Tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Conan.
So, what else do we need to know about this, Conan? Is there anything else?
Ideas. This has been done, not just Alexa, this type of technology, but they've used this to emulate dead people in, documentaries, movies. Three Lines of Roadrunner, a documentary about Anthony Bourdain, were spoken using AI mimicking the late chef's voice, sparking controversy. It wasn't clear in the film that Bourdain had not actually said the lines. His estate had not approved the use of his voice in that way.
Wow.
More recently, the film Top Gun Maverick, including AI-generated speech mimicking the voice of Val Kilmer, who, I didn't even know this, lost his voice to throat cancer.
He did.
So, those are good. Those are good.
Yeah, sure.
But the idea that an AI-generated voice can be created to accurately sound like a specific human with less than a minute of recording poses questions about privacy and consent that Amazon has left unanswered. Some people understandably feel uneasy about this proposed technology. Michael I know ye of ABI Research told CNN that Amazon will have to win over its users with this technology. The wider uses of the AI are here to stay. We'll definitely see more of this type of experiments and trials, and at least until we get a higher comfort level or these things become more mainstream, there will still be a wide range of responses, he said. For some, they will view this as a creepy or outright terrible. But for others, it could be viewed in a more profound way, such as an example given by allowing a child to hear the grandparent's voice, perhaps for the first time, and in a way that isn't a strict recording from the past. Amazon's push comes as competitor Microsoft said earlier this week it was scaling back its synthetic voice offering and setting stricter guidelines to, quote, ensure the active participation of the speaker, end quote, whose voice is recreated. Microsoft said Tuesday it is limiting which customers get to use the service while also continuing, it sounds like they want some money, subscription, while also continuing to highlight acceptable uses such as interactive Bugs Bunny characters at its AT&T. Yeah, they want money.
Imagine having to pay to hear your grandma's
voice.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what they're waiting for. This technology has exciting potential in education, accessibility, and entertainment. And yet it is also easy to imagine how it could be used to inappropriately impersonate speakers and deceive listeners, said a blog post from Natasha Crampton, who leads Microsoft's AI Ethics Division. Yeah, that's exactly where it could go. And it doesn't have to be one of these big companies. It could be some dude in his basement who knows how to put this technology together, and or it becomes widely available. And I know he wants to, and he's a Trump hater, and he wants to take a deep fake of Trump, and now he's got this great Trump a synthetic voice AI that he can put together, and he can create all kinds of nonsense. Or in my previous example, Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukrainian president. I don't even know if the guy's real. He is an actor. He is a comedian. By the way, I watched some of the episodes from
His TV show.
The TV show is voice.
Where he plays the president.
It's Voice of the People or something,
yeah,
or
something like that.
It's a high quality production. But I don't know.
Netflix, wasn't it? Or
I don't know who. It's on Netflix right now, okay. But I don't know who originally produced it. Ukrainian outfit. But I don't know that any of that's real.
Sure.
Could all be fake. The whole damn thing could be fake.
By the way, I did find some numbers here since we were talking about it earlier. According to thinknow.com, this is a blog post from May of 2020. So this is out-of-date numbers. But according to this, nearly 50% of U.S. households have smart speakers.
Yep.
2020.
I saw some of the numbers. I saw 2019, they were saying that at least 100 million have the potential. I don't know if they're actual speakers. I think Mark and I were just talking. I think we all have Alexa on our phones disabled, and I don't know if they're counting those as potential numbers. But still, most people aren't even using it. I know at least 33% of the population are unwilling to even have one of these devices in their home.
Okay,
because of they're afraid of the listening opportunities of these companies. Mm-hmm. And of course, that sounds about right to me.
Then again, there's no reason to believe that your toaster isn't doing the same thing.
Or your refrigerator, or your laptop.
Yeah.
Put some tape over your camera there, guys.
Actually, I generally do keep tape over my camera.
Yeah. I think that's wildly known. But I mean, what about the speaker?
The speaker, the best thing you can do, and
stick some gum in there.
Well, no, open the thing up and cut the wire. and then when you need a speaker, you plug in a USB speaker, and when you don't need a speaker, you don't have one connected. The other option is, if I'm a Linux user, so the other option would be to remove the kernel module from the disk, so there's no device driver for it. But of course, I don't know if people can go around that. There might be another.
I think most people out there are not even they're not aware of any of that, and they're not even going to try because that involves killing their warranty, cutting the speaker wire. If they can even figure out how to open the damn thing, they get into the guts of their laptop. Most people are not going to do any of this.
I want to go to the phones here. We actually have Dave Ridley on the line. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'll try not to say anything violent.
The thing I was going to talk about is a New Hampshire nullification bill at the State House.
Oh, yeah?
What? Tell me more.
So this involves a free stater, actually, Jason Osborne, although I don't think he's a sponsor. He's more like he was just talking about it in a media article. They interviewed him. He's the majority leader in the New Hampshire House. I guess a former advertiser on your show and my show.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a gun bill, and I don't know that they've actually submitted the bill yet or whatever, but it's just a reaction to this gun legislation that they're trying to come up with in Washington right now in reaction to the latest school shooting. Osborne and the crew are they're going to put together some kind of a law that just nullifies any federal gun laws or something like that.
Yeah, okay. they were talking about this on Tim Pool yesterday.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's a lot of what I understand is misinformation going on around this particular bill. It was signed by Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire. It's called HB 1178. And if all you do is read the summary sentence, it sounds great. The summary is an act prohibiting the state from enforcing any federal statute, regulation, or presidential executive order regarding guns or something. I didn't. Here it is. presidential executive order that restricts or regulates the right of the people to keep and bear arms. That sounds pretty great, but you actually ought to look at the bill itself, because that's when things get ugly. There's three parts or whatever to this bill, and the second part basically undoes everything that the first part does. So ultimately, the bill has been completely gutted as far as its in what its original intentions were, and that happens a lot.
And they did this in committee afterwards, yeah, after the bill was introduced.
Yeah, of course. That's what happens in politics a lot. Is you get a really great bill that gets introduced, and then of course it's out of the hands of the people who created
it. They intentionally conflate it to nullify itself. They're nullifying the damn bill itself.
They've nullified most of what the bill does in the bill itself, but yet it still passed, and it still sounds good on its face, so it is getting all this pass around and like a lot of shares that are happening out there, but I think 99% of the people who are sharing this news do not understand what is actually contained in this bill. So unfortunately, it's not a particularly good one.
As is often the case, it's more symbolic than anything else, and it did result. I thought it was useful just for some of the quotes that came out in the paper or on Channel 9 when they interviewed Jason Osborne. So he said, quote, "If Congress decides to send some of their fruity ideas up here, we'll be prepared to say no thank you very much. Keep those in Washington where they belong," unquote. So that the dynamic of the conversation is positive.
Yeah, what I would point people to is an article over at the 10th Amendment Center. They looked at this closely, and they, their interpretation is similar to what I was talking about. I'll put a link to that on our social media over at social.freetalklive.com so you can see it for yourself. Thank you, Ridley, for the call. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.